Planet Temma, Taygeta's super-inhabitable planet. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 14, 2025. I hardly ever write about planets, although I published a video about Era not long ago. So I thought it might be a good idea to share with you a video about planet Temma, as described as best as possible. This is good for me, especially on days like today when I need to rest my brain from writing about very complicated, controversial, and transcendental subjects. I have mentioned planet Temma countless times before while talking about other things, so I feel it gets a lot of attention anyway, more so as it is the most important planet for the Taygetan civilization, at least from a socio-cultural, industrial and population point of view, but this is its general description. Planet Temma is the first planet orbiting the Sun Taygeta, or Tau 19A, in the Pleiades star system, at some 440 light-years from Earth, and it is the main planet of the Taygetan civilization as it harbors close to 90% of its population, more so, as the other three planets of the system, Era, Procyon and Dakote, are less favorable to develop a civilization in, as their climates are far from ideal. On the other hand, planet Temma is a tropical paradise planet, where over 70% of it is covered in oceans, and only around 30% of it is land mass, which is distributed more or less evenly around the planet as countless islands of various sizes. The biggest island is called Talika, which is roughly the size and shape of New Zealand, and which holds the capital city of the Taygetan civilization, which goes by the same name. Talika Island is placed a little to the south of the planetary equator in a nearly ideal location because of the weather there, and Talika City is found at the southeast part of it, and at the mouth of the largest river on the planet, which is also called Talika, and is partially navigable, at least on its lowest parts. The Talika River originates from the Thor of the tallest mountain range on the planet, which is located west of Talika City, and is ever snow-covered. This beautiful mountain range can be seen from many parts of Talika City, which gives the place a beautiful contrast, as to the east, you can find the beautiful turquoise sea with incredible beaches full of quartz crystal sand. These beaches run the entire length of the eastern shoreline of Talika Island, with their most impressive examples are less than 50 kilometers away, north of Talika City. In this place, there are countless clear quartz tall cliffs which tower above the sea and its spray below, as it crashes against transparent rocks. These cliffs, which are several stories high, are mostly transparent, with some grass growing above and sometimes hanging from their tops. These transparent quartz crystal cliffs are nothing short of fantastically breathtaking, especially at dawn and in the early morning, as the soft orange rays of the Sun Taygeta are broken into a kaleidoscope of lights which shine on the water and the beach. In the same way, the very sand on the beach also shines with the sun's rays, creating an impressive natural light show, with unparalleled beauty. All while countless other transparent rocks along the shoreline and mostly in the water also fill the place with a kaleidoscope of moving colors as they combine with the reflections of the water. The existence and how these cliffs and this general area full of quartz crystals were formed baffles scientists to this day, as it is well known that they need to be well inside the crust of a planet to form and only after very large pressures are applied to the base material. It is speculated that very long ago, planet Temma was a violent place, and at some time, this island was turned inside out as the result of an immense earthquake, a cataclysm, or perhaps as the result of the impact of a large stellar body, although no evidence of this has been found so far. Although large superficial quartz crystal structures and rocks are found on virtually all the islands of the planet, none of them are nearly as impressive as the ones found on the east coast of Talika Island. The climate on planet Temma is especially stable, and so are its seasons, which oscillate between spring and summer, with no clear fall and no wintertime, giving the indigenous plants and animals a strange hyperactive personality. Temma's orbit around the Sun, Taygeta, is nearly perfectly round and centered, and the planet has virtually no inclination on its axis, thus giving the entire place an unprecedented stability. The planet is very stable geologically, and so is its weather, although it rains a lot and sometimes hurricanes may form in the hot waters near its equator, yet they are rare and are also heavily controlled with technology. Planet Temma's gravity is 80% of that of Earth, which is thought to be ideal for human Lyrian physiology. Temma's temperatures are quite stable as well, and hardly ever exceed 35 degrees Celsius in the hottest of days, but average some 25 degrees Celsius, making it an ideal place to live in for human Lyrians. Although Talika City is the largest one on the planet, there are more along the coastline of the other larger islands, and nearly all of the larger cities take their name from one of their base island. Talika Island has its Talika City, Rytal Island has Rytal City, Ventra Island has Ventra City, and so on. You can also notice here, if you have been following my group for some time, that Talika-class starships are named after the main islands on planet Temma. All the major cities on the planet are seaports, and unlike what happens in Planet Era, they are all accessible by sea, using sea ships which don't differ much from the ones on Earth, perhaps only in their propulsion systems as they use zero-point energy. Sea ships of all sizes and uses, from large freighters to pleasure boats, are found sailing all around the planet, as the sea is especially calm nearly all the time, and any storm is mild and rare, including the hurricanes, with few exceptions like last year's strong one that hit Talika City directly. It is suspected to have been created artificially and as an attack against the Taygetan population, perhaps perpetuated by Earth Cabal operatives, but this is still just a theory. Since then, weather has been stabilized artificially, but only whenever it is needed. The technology existed before this incident, but Taygetans were reluctant to use it as they said that it would go against the planet's natural cycles. Most large islands on the planet are covered in tropical and subtropical forests, which are literally boiling with wildlife, being that the type of animal with the most species and subspecies in Temma are birds, which are found all over the planet and in large numbers. Some species are also found on Earth, but most of them are not, for example, the now famous moye, which do not fly, and are quite dominant as they move in large numbers and can devastate entire crops as they eat everything, although they prefer fruits. You can imagine a moye as a kind of iguana covered in colored feathers, and which loves to climb trees and move very fast. Although some people claim they can be good pets, they can be aggressive, vengeful, and even dangerous as they have large claws and a short bill full of small but sharp teeth, and they are also quite dirty as they poop all over the place. Contrasting this species, there is another one which is indigenous only to some parts of the midsection of the Talika River. It is a very small species of duck. An adult which has very much the same proportions of a full-size duck as found on Earth, can easily sit in the palm of your hand. They are very friendly and overconfident, so they can be approached even in the wild, as they hardly fly away after seeing you. They nest along the shoreline, in the weeds, and their ducklings are very small and incredibly cute. Temma's planetary biology is mostly based on cooperative symbiosis, so there are few predators, and this fact has also facilitated bird species to thrive on the planet. Yet predators do exist, mostly in the form of large and small cat species, and some canines as well, like coyotes, foxes, and wolves. Reptile species are only found as small lizards, and there are no snakes. The human lyrian population on planet Temur spends most of their time in all kinds of endeavors, such as agriculture, especially fruits and vegetables. Fishing is also very popular in Temur, as would be expected, being a sea planet, and it is a very important part of the Temurian diet. Temur is also the place where technology is developed the most, especially on Talika Island, which also has the largest Tejetan industrial complex where nearly everything is being developed and built, including the largest shipbuilding installations of all four planets, and which are found just south of Talika City, next to the main starport. Unlike on Earth, where ecology is used to manipulate the people, in Temur, industry is truly eco-friendly. As would be expected, science in general thrives on planet Temur, as well as music and art of all kinds, in the shape of painting and sculpture, mostly. Airborne transportation is the most used, although there is also a vast magnetic train system that has a planetary network, and uses transparent tubing whenever it passes through natural areas, to ensure no wildlife is disturbed. These trains are elevated, and hardly even go underground, and they connect nearly all the islands, while they give their passengers incredible views of landscapes, and even while passing above the sea. Planet Temur is a very peaceful place, where human lyrians thrive, and because of its unusually favorable weather and planetary conditions, it is considered a very good example of a super-inhabitable planet. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.